DNA Double Helix at allaboutscience.org. The DNA double helix is one of the greatest scientific discoveries of all time. First described by James Watson and Francis Crick in 1953, DNA is the famous molecule of genetics that establishes each organism's physical characteristics. It wasn't until mid-2001 that the Human Genome Project and Cellular Genomics presented the true complexity of the genetic code inherent in DNA. We now understand that there are approximately 35,000 genes in each human DNA molecule, comprised of chemical bases arranged in approximately 3 billion precise sequences. Even the DNA molecule for the single-celled bacterium E. coli contains enough information to fill all the books in any of the world's largest libraries. DNA is an acronym for deoxyribonucleic acid. DNA molecules are made of two strands twisted into a helix, which looks somewhat like a spiral staircase. Each strand is comprised of a sequence of paired bases attached to a sugar phosphate backbone. These pairs form the stairs of the staircase and are composed of four bases. These bases are identified in the genetic code by their first initial, A for adenine, T for thymine, C for cytosine, and G for guanine. The four bases act as the letters in the genetic alphabet, combining into complex sequences, much like words, sentences, and paragraphs. These act as instructions to guide the formation and functioning of the host cell. The genetic code is similar to the binary code of ones and zeros that computers use, though more complex. Like binary software codes in a computer, DNA codes form a genetic language that communicates information to the organic cell. The DNA strand, like a computer floppy disk, is simple in its basic structure. However, the arrangement of the bases is extremely specific and very complex. Through recent technologies like X-ray crystallography, we now know that the cell is not just a blob of protoplasm, but rather a microscopic marvel more complex than the space shuttle. The cell is very sophisticated, using vast numbers of phenomenally precise DNA instructions to control its every function. We know that the DNA molecule is an intricate message system. To claim that DNA arose by random material forces is to say that logical, precise, organized information can arise by random material forces. Many scientists argue that the chemical building blocks of the DNA molecule can be explained by natural evolutionary processes. However, they must realize that the symbolic or material components of a message are completely independent of the information transmitted. To put it another way, a pile of bricks is not the same as a building. The components are the same, but the results are very different. No one would presume a two-story brick house was formed by natural forces acting on a pile of bricks. The chemical building blocks themselves have nothing to do with the origin of the complex message. As another example, the information in the phrase, "nature was designed," has nothing to do with the writing material used, whether it's ink, paint, chalk, or crayon. In fact, this phrase can be written in binary code, Morse code, or smoke signals, but the message remains the same independent of the medium. There is no relationship between the information and the material base used to transmit it. Any theory that says otherwise must hold to the illogical conclusion that the material used to transmit the information also produced the information. This is like arguing that the bricks are responsible for designing the building. Contrary to the current theories of evolutionary scientists, the information contained within the genetic code must be entirely independent of the chemical makeup of the DNA molecule. The scientific reality of the DNA double helix defeats any theory that assumes life arose from non-life through materialistic forces. Evolution theory has convinced many people that the design in our world is merely apparent, just the result of random natural processes. However, with the discovery, mapping, and sequencing of the DNA molecule, we now understand that organic life is based on a vastly complex information code. The numbers in a computer code do not decide how the program will operate. They are part of the operation. The bricks do not decide what the building will look like. They are just components. The building cannot form itself. The program code of DNA is not possible without a master designer at the genetic keyboard. You have just heard DNA Double Helix at allaboutscience.org.